I'll read some out of 60 first to begin with. We read this the other day to you. It's not a not anything strange, but I'm going to probably read the whole chapter, 61st chapter, to us tonight. Starting with the first verse. It said, "The Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. And all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be full, shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations." 59th chapter. We're going to start with the 16th verse. "And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, and to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Unto them that turn from transgressions in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of thy mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Now, maybe reading a portion of the 59th chapter and that of the 61st chapter, and to be honest with you, there's several other chapters in here that pretty much go together, just one right after another. But I've got a little bit of a thought, and I just don't know altogether where to say anything about it or not, but nonetheless, it's all I got. So you just bear with us for just a little bit, and we'll try our best to get ourselves out of the way. There's some things written here that was written for the cause of the children of Israel and the situation that they were in. If you'll read in the first part of the 59th chapter, you'll find out that the children of Israel, had separated themselves because of their sins and because of their iniquities that had separated between them and their God. And the first verse of the 59th chapter says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear." He wanted them to know, brethren, that there was not anything lacking on his part. And I'll say this tonight, brethren, you can rest assured in 2021 that there's nothing lacking on his part. Brethren, no, sir. There's nothing, brethren, that my God can't do. The Bible asks in one of several places, it says, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" Is there anything? Brethren, I don't believe that there's ever been anything, nor ever will be, too hard for God. Now, brethren, there's a lot of people put things in their lives, and brethren, they say they don't believe that God's able to help them. I'll tell you, help sometimes, brethren, is not immediate. Think about it. Brethren, that God give them, he said, "Your seed will have it, your seed will have it, and your seed. Brethren, it'll go for years and years." He said, "From henceforth, forever." Did he not? Forever. Forever. Now, you can't put an end, brethren, on forever. Can you? I don't care when it was written. You can't put an end on it. Brethren, people won't help today. And my goodness, they look at everywhere except where God is today. Are they not? Brethren, that's what he told the children of Israel. You say, "Preacher, that's all in the Old Testament, and that all talking about that of them." But I got news for you. We got a world just like them. Yes, we do. We got folks, brethren, just like the children of Israel.
love God with their mouth, got no works to back it up. Now, the Lord, my friend, I can't help but to believe that God, it makes mention, it said, behold, brethren, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Brethren, God don't have a hearing problem. A lot of folks think he does. Yes, sir. I don't know. These things, brethren, that people think that when they ask the Lord, it don't happen just immediately. My friend, that God ain't God. You know that? That sounds like something the world would do, don't it? Brethren, I want you to realize that God, my friend, was merciful unto the children of Israel. And that ain't all, brethren. He is merciful to the nation of the Gentiles also. Yes, his word. Yes, sir. People gets in the law and that they think the law, well, the law showed no mercy. Brethren, it did not, but it had no mercy in it. But brethren, God was still merciful, even in the day of the law. He ain't changed. There's things, my friend, tonight. I'll get around my message in a minute, Lord help me. But I'm just going to be honest with you. There's things, my friend, that it ought to trouble us. You know that? It ought to trouble us. Brethren, the time and the day and the things. You think, my friend, that the government's going to straighten this mess out? Brethren, I've got news for you. I believe God wants folks to look to Him, brethren, for the help. I do. Years ago, I know, and I believe this, I believe men, brethren, a lot of times they had to depend on God seemingly a little bit more than we do. But let me rephrase that just a little bit. Brethren, they didn't have to, and a lot of them didn't. But thank God there's a lot of them that did. And God blessed them on their journey. Look around and see. Brethren, years ago, round about the communities, it wasn't nothing, my friend, for churches to close their doors. Do you know that? Years ago. Yes, sir. In the communities. Brethren, they had communities that had churches, my friend, and the only way they got there was walk or get in a wagon, my friend, if they had a wagon. But listen, you say, preacher, they didn't close them, my friend. We building them. Do you know that? We build them. We putting them on every corner. Yes, sir. So-called whatevers. Yes, sir. It's amazing to me, my friend, that people can't find God. They can't find the peace. Yet they'll build a building, thank God, and call it a worship center. Didn't cost you nothing. Brethren, I believe if Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, or some of them, thank God, was to be here today, my friend, you might hear some of the same thing. Do you know that? You just might do it. Yes, sir. These things, brethren, the scripture says here, you know it was not a good day. It was not a pretty day. It was not a glorious day. The day of the Lord to come was vengeance, my friend. Yes, it was. Bible says, my friend, woe unto thee. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. For it is not, my friend, a joyful day. It is a day of darkness, weeping, mourning. Go and read it. See if that ain't what he said. Brethren, here, he said he preached the acceptable year of the Lord. He preached the acceptable year of the Lord. Right behind that, he says, what did he say? Let me get on the right page if I can find it. He said, the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm going, if I can find it, just bear with me. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Listen, he said them two together, for he said to comfort all that mourn. All them that mourn. He said, I'll bring comfort unto them. God's vengeance, brethren, brought comfort to the people. Yes, it did. You search it out. I'm going to read you the rest. It goes with that. Whole verse says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Brethren, he ain't talking about in the morning for mourning, for their weeping. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. Listen, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. That's what he come for. Brethren, was to be glorified. But brethren, he brought bitterness to bring joy today. Yes, he did. He brought sorrow. You ever read the scripture over in the New Testament where it says that he said, you think that I have come to bring peace. But he said, nay, but rather division. Division. Why did he bring division? Brethren, the truth of God will divide you. It'll separate you. I'm talking about you as an individual tonight. It will. It'll separate you. You get to studying on God's Word and you see how short you come up. Think about it. You say, preacher, you've took another one of them old ugly pills. I'll tell you something tonight. Just as honest as I know how to be. Brethren, God wanted the best for the children of Israel. He gave them the best that he had of that day. And brethren, they done everything in their power to do away with his word. Everything. They didn't want his prophets prophesying. No, sir. Amos, a gatherer of sycamore fruit. Brethren, God got a hold of him. He went down there and prophesied unto them. Did he not? You know what they told him? They said, you go down yonder. We don't want this. You got the wrong people. It's exactly what they said. Listen. He said, I wasn't a prophet, son of a prophet. Brother, I was a gatherer of sycamore fruit. God sent me down here to give you a message. They didn't want the message. Can I say this? Very few wants it today. Very few. We're living in a minority. I think sometimes I'm a minority of the minorities. Don't you? Yes, sir. Sometimes I think I'm in the least pool he is. Glory to God! But it's still a good pool. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I read to you out of the 59th chapter because I wanted you to hear what he was bringing. Brethren, he said his hand wasn't short that it could not save. His ear wasn't heavy that it could not hear. Listen, it ain't got no shorter. It ain't got, thank God, since the day 696 B.C., something like that. But listen, it ain't got a bit shorter. Brethren, his ears not got heavier. They ain't nothing, brethren, nothing that God can't do for you. Preacher, you preach that. I preach that. I believe that. There's things, I'm just going to be honest with you, there's things that the Lord has not done in my life the way that I thought he should have done them. Did you know that? Why, preacher, why do you still believe him? Thank God he's God. And besides him, there is none other. Thank God there's a blessing in the storm. If you just hold on. Sometimes them storms get long. You know what? I've sat in my own house and seen, it seemed like the tops of the trees was touching the ground. One way in a few minutes, in the next few minutes it'd be the other way. Yes, sir. And they, some of them, my friend, they touched the ground, they didn't get up. You know what I mean? It's rough. It's rough. And sometimes it seemed like it lasted a long time. But listen to me. Thank God he still pulled me through it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I got too many problems. Well, let's talk about your problems. Number one, my friend, God can solve your problems. He can solve every problem you got. Yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you something. You, as an individual, you going to have to get willing, thank God, to eat bread, drink water, and forget about the steak. I don't like that, preacher. I believe with all my heart, my friend, there was 3.5 years that it did not rain in Elijah's day because Elijah prayed that it might not rain these years. These years. You go and look at the children of Israel and they were scattered. Thank God they didn't have nothing to do with God. Wound up following after Baal. Yes, sir. But the end of those 3 years, my friend, 3.5, Elijah prayed, did he not? Prayed, sent that servant over there, said, go look. I'm praying, you go look. Brother, and he come back, they said, I don't see a thing. He said, go again, didn't he? Come back, didn't see a thing. He said, go again. Come back, didn't see a thing. Think about it. That's 3 times. Yes, sir. Send him again. Glory to God, wasn't nothing going on. Think about it. Most of us Baptists done went home. Do you know that? You know that? Can I tell you something, my friend? The driest service I ever been in. Dry. I'm talking about dry, bone dry. Dry, brethren, you could just taste it in your mouth. That's how dry it was. Yes, sir. I mean, there was nothing going on. I never have said to anybody in a service except this one time. And I never said it again. But this one time, there's a preacher brother sitting next to me, and I looked over at him. I was the pastor. I looked over at him. I said, "Brother Ronnie," I said, "this is the driest service I've ever been in my life." Now, he might have been getting blessed. I don't know. But it was the dry. Brethren, and when the singers up here, and when they quit singing a song, you could hear a pin drop. Yes, sir. That's how dry it was. Brethren, and they quit at the end of their singing. They said, "We've sung all we know." Glory to God! Glory to God! And my friend, I like it when man's done all he can do. Yes, sir. When man's done all he can do. Well, about that time, they was started putting up their equipment and what have you. And there's a young man come out of the back there, been playing the guitar, and he said, "I gotta say something." He said, "I'm afraid I done messed up." He said, "I can't leave here without saying what he had." And I'll tell you right now, my friend, I can't tell you one word that boy said. Not one, but I can tell you this, my friend, he just about went home, and we just all just about went home on a dead note. You know what I'm talking about? But brethren, he got to talking and give his testimony. Yes, sir. And he said it more than once. It just bothered him. So he said, "I should have done this a long time ago." He said, "But I was just scared to death." And brethren, he got to telling about his testimony. Next thing we know, we had one altar, had another in the altar. When it all finished, my friend, we had four church members, brother, got saved that night. Church members on the roll. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. People wonder sometimes. My friend, I've looked out across congregations before, and I've heard men say it, and I might have said it a time or two, but I've not said it much. My friend, look out across the congregation. They say, "It looked like everybody here saved." My friend, we don't know. We don't know. I don't know. You don't know. I thank the good Lord. I believe this one thing. I really do. There's a lot of people has not liked me for preaching the type messages that I preach for revival. They said, "Preacher, that ain't no revival message. It's a funny thing to me how that God knows the heart better than I do." And them too. Just to be honest with you, they were some things, brethren, that Isaiah wrote that was coming. It was coming. Now I'm going to tell you everything that Isaiah wrote would only come into the Israelites. No, sir. It was coming to the Gentile also. Yes, sir. To all nations. Not only that, he said, "I'm sought of them that knew me not." That knew me not. He said, "I was found of them. Thank God they found me." Talking about the Gentile. He said, "All day long have I stood with my arms outstretched to a disobedient and a gainsaying people." Talking about Israel. Yes, sir. Listen to me. I think sometimes, and I can't help it, church. You might think, my friend, that I'm a broken record before it's all said and done. But I'm going to tell you one thing. We got to wear this record out. Thank God if that's what it takes. Some of you don't even know what a record is. I've played them things, my friend. They'd be scratches and humps and lumps and everything else. And I learned how to straighten some of it out and just keep on playing. Then sometimes, my friend, it's so deep you couldn't get them out. You just learn to let her skip and play. Just skip and play. Listen to me. Listen. Bible says, and I believe all these prophets, people thinks, my friend, that a lot of times these prophets was, well, here come Isaiah, and then here come Jeremiah, and then here come Ezekiel, and then here come Daniel, and Habakkuk, and Zephaniah, and Zechariah, and all such as that. That ain't the way it happened. My friend, I want you to know them gentlemen was entwined. There was a lot of times that their prophecies, my friend, linked and crossed each other. Most certainly did. And they was all prophesying the same thing, my friend. And the children of Israel did not want it. They loathed it. Just like they did over in the wilderness. They got over there and that manna, my friend, the Bible says man did eat angels' food. Ain't that what it said? Man did eat angels' food. Yes, sir. Brother, they didn't have to plow. They didn't have, all they had to do was go out there and pick it up. Reap it. But they could only get a day's worth. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. There ain't many times, my friend, that you get more than a day's worth. Do you know that? Do you know what we call the Lord's Prayer, which it ain't really the Lord's Prayer? The disciples come to the Lord, and it's the only thing that they ever ask Him to teach them. And it was teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Read it. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Did you know there's a daily portion? Preacher, don't get on that. That's a daily portion. You ain't going to borrow from tomorrow. You know that? You're not going to borrow from tomorrow. No, sir. Can't do it. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Brethren, this thing's real. Yes, it is. Brethren, and God will give you more than you can handle in a day. Yes, He will. He'll give you more than you can handle. Forgive us what? Now, it's easy to say forgive us our debts. So we forgive that our debtors. That ain't what it says. Is it? Yeah, it is. Think about it. Forgive us our debts as we forgive that of our debtors. You say, preacher, it's trespasses. Well, that's what a lot of folks says. What's your daily portion? Got a son-in-law that had a he got him a couple of three goats. I told him if he'd get them, he'd clean off a little area down there. He said, oh, they won't. I said, man, when they leave there, there won't be nothing. he couldn't believe it. Well, they got it cleaned off pretty good, and he started feeding them. Yeah. He didn't ask me nothing. He went down there, and every time that trough was empty, he filled it up. He come home one evening, and he's dead. Dead. You, preacher, that ain't happy. I'm just telling you. He just didn't know. Them things they eat, brethren, as long as they front something in front of them, they'll flounder themselves. Yes, sir. They'll kill themselves eating. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what's their daily portion? It ain't a trough full. Glory to God. Think about it. What can you handle during a day? you work during the day and somebody take you out and eat for lunch, and if you eat, I'll tell you, you'll come back, my friend. You're useless. Ain't I telling you the truth? I'm talking about if you eat. I ain't talking about piddling around. Eat what you normally do. But if you eat a decent meal, yes, sir, and just indulge a little bit, you'll come back and you ain't worth two dead flies. Do you know that? Yes, sir. You ain't done it. But think about it. A daily portion. Give us this day our daily bread. Brethren, we got a portion. Can we use our portion? What are we doing with our portion? Can I tell you something? When they went out and got that manna, my friend, and if it wasn't eaten that day, they couldn't eat it tomorrow. It wouldn't be. The worms get in it. Yes, sir. You tell me how that worked. On the sixth day, my friend, they could go out there and gather 2 days' worth, and the worms wouldn't touch it. Huh? I'll tell you some more. Thank God that the worms never did get in. Brother, that manna that they put in the ark, thank God it never did go bad. Glory! We need to get something in the ark. Yes, sir. I'm about done. Well, I ain't done. I ain't nowhere near done. But I'll tell you something tonight, folks. There's something that's just as real today as it was yesterday. Our forefathers and their forefathers and theirs beyond that. It's just as good today. If we'll eat it with thanksgiving. Do you know that? How many of you had a bad day? People talk all the time about bad. Well, it's bad. It's rough. Oh, I've been there. I have. I've been there when it's just overwhelming. Just want to close your eyes and wake up and see if it's be a little bit different. Most time it's a little worse. Most time. But you know what? Every day wasn't that. Wasn't like that. Not every day. Every day. No, sir. There's some days, my friend, that things go pretty well. Don't they? Huh? Yeah. Pretty well. A little bit well. You say, preacher, what's wrong with you? I got news for you. This is a good day. Bible says this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Is that not right? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to reread a verse or so to you. The Lord had a people that was not of this fold. What fold's that, preacher? The fold of the children of Israel. He did. He said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord, as for me, this my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of thy mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth forever. 61st verse. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. All nations. Do you know that there's a woman that come to the Lord and she began to talk to him. And he told her, he said, it's not meat for us to give the meat to the dogs. To the dogs. Gentiles was noted as dogs. Think about it. And she said, yea, Lord. But the dogs desired the crumbs. Yes. She didn't want the whole steak. Just wanted the crumbs. Huh? Think about it. You know what the Lord said? She was a Gentile, by the way. He said, so great a faith have I not found in Israel. So great a faith have I not found in Israel. I hope you got something out of the message. I know I've been around about tonight. That's okay. There's more to this. They are. There's more to this. I thought, was thinking about the church and the service and different things, not just this service and services coming, whatever. And the Lord began to talk to me because I had been talking to Him. I was asking a few questions, and believe it or not, He gave me some answers. And we had a good little discussion about you, about Mountain View. And you know what the Lord told me? I'm just going to tell you what He told me. And don't take this the wrong way. Don't take this the wrong way. I want you to take it just as the Lord gave it to me. He said, you just preach to them like they don't know nothing. I said, what? He said, you preach to them just like they don't know nothing. And then He began to show me some things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know how you can help these little ones? What do they know? Oh, preacher, they're smarter than we are. Their intellect may be. They have a tendency to obtain more if you spend time with them. But the key is spending time with them. Is that not right? I've said this since I first started preaching. And I'll tell you, you can be a good parent, you can be a bad parent, you can just be a parent. It doesn't matter. But I'll guarantee you one thing. Somebody's going to raise your children. Somebody. Somebody. Why wouldn't it be you? Huh? Why wouldn't it be us? Huh? Yes, sir. I thought a lot of times. I probably made some mistakes raising mine, but I'll tell you what. If I raised them again, I'd do it the same. I'd do it the same way. I would, Darrell. I'd do it the same way. My girls, sometimes they get to talking, yeah, we preacher daughters, and we couldn't do this and that, and they'll get them old pictures out, and they get to look, see there? See there? I said, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Brethren, there's some things, brethren, that our children and their children and their children and their children and the seed that goes on, brethren, they better get a hold of. And brethren, they not going to get it outside somewhere. They go get it from you. Good to be here. I appreciate it.